Hey, what's good, fam? Welcome to another episode of Black Twitter here on BHL. Tonight, we've got Jill Scott lighting up the internet, plus Kim Porter's tragic death, and an update on Too Woke and Black Fishing, plus Tiffany Haddish in some hot water, all coming up right after this. Okay, y'all know that motion.
Oh, we got new music.
Yes.
We got new
intro music.
Ladies, I see you, Lena. I see you. Show us the double A squish.
Jesus.
Ladies.
It's getting hot up in here. Tribute to what we're going to be talking about. But hey, what's up, guys? I'm your host, Alina Vision, and I'm joined by my wonderful co-host today.
Everybody, your boy, LG. Just happy to be here. Ashley?
Yes!
As well as with Alina. Shout out to Raylan. And I'm back on my woke-ish. You know, I'm ready to do, like, the woke book challenge, push-up challenge. I've been in the gym again. You know, here we go.
Coming with it. We have Ashley joining us. Hey, everyone. You can follow me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. That's right. All right, let's get into it. Oh my goodness, Miss Jill Scott, she lit up the internet. Well, she actually didn't do it. So there's a video that was posted of her, and this is an old video.
Oh, that's old?
Yeah, it's
okay. Old.
And it popped up, so she was not the one who posted it. Let's take a look at it. We got it right here. She is performing.
Yes,
yes,
she is.
Isn't she?
Yeah. So she's performing her 2007, one of her songs from her 2007 album. It's called Crown Royale. And for those of you who are not watching but are listening, she is stimulating, oral sex on the microphone. Mm-hmm. Just going
just
at it.
Black woman excellence right there. That should be the hashtag.
Hashtag
love that.
Black girl magic.
There you go.
Is it?
You got my vote.
Oh my good! I mean, she's got the ball grab.
Ah! Yeah, she does.
She's got everything.
She keeps everything lubricated. She goes, and she's like, I was like,
well, oh, okay, yeah.
Well, so, we know what you like.
Floor,
ladies,
you know?
If you can, what's your handle?
Well, hey everybody, your boy,
get
Algie,
up in there.
Your boy, Algie _ Jamaica House Film on IG, and then at Jamaica House Doc, slide into these DMs. I'm going to slide back
See,
at you.
See, what I found very interesting is that she responded to Black Twitter by saying, you know, like, y'all must be some kids because I've been doing this at all of my shows. This isn't nothing new. Where y'all been?
Yeah.
So I find it very interesting. I mean, this is just a Jill from the blog. This is what she normally does in all of her shows. So I wasn't really surprised by it. Well, I actually was because I ain't never seen Jill do nothing like this. So I was like, Shazam, honey. Well, teach your kids then. I mean, but this is kind of like X-rated for Twitter, just social media in general, especially like you have kids as young as 9 years old on social media. But like you said, she didn't do it.
She wasn't the one. She wasn't the thirsty one that was like, you know how some celebs will just put out something like that.
Right.
That wasn't her. That was not her. What did you think?
Well, no, I agree. Women should be sexually liberated. You know, guys. You
all
know,
of a sudden.
But there's always a corollary to that. And granted, you know, we want there to be equal standards, but we're not. We know in the real world it sucks, but there's double standards. But I agree that like Jill Scott has always been able to be conscious or woke and sexual. I think she pulls that out like 360 degrees of a woman, you know, all the way around, every nuance. But woke Twitter, of course, the one point I give them is like, you know, well, dang, like, what about your kids if they got to see it on the internet?
Well, first of all, they don't need to be on the internet anyway. You don't need to be on the internet following freaking someone simulating oral sex.
But so here's the thing. It blew up. It was trending. I opened my Twitter and I was like, oh, Jill Scott, number one. What's going on? And
I was like, wait. I looked around. And I was like, I feel like I'm in trouble. Like, I shouldn't be watching this. I was like, what is this? And then she did the whole juggling stuff. And I was like, well, Shazam, and that's how you do it. Honey, she took a shower in that. I hear that it clears up your skin.
It's good. Yeah, protein, you know.
But protein.
Good. It's ladies. You know it's one thing to get a man, but she's telling you how to keep a man. You know, just saying. cook, you know, microphone check.
See, whatever. That's where I'm gonna have to pass. Really? Honey, please.
Just saying.
Shout out to Jill. I mean, yeah. She's doing the dang thing. Even after so many years of being in the business, she's still so relevant, and we love her. So.
We do. You know what? She actually had something to say on Instagram, if we can pull up that picture, because I think it was so funny. Speaking of, you know, sliding up into the DMs, of course, all sorts of homeboys tried to slide up in her DMs, so she had something to say about that. Right. She's got that Martin character and everything, as you can see in the picture. She said, okay, so some guy, Florida man, said, Jill Scott, doing any meet and greets? Asking for me. She says, meet and greet? Sure. Anything else? Nope. I didn't post that old ass snippet. Piss on whoever who did. I would have at least posted that damn point of it all. Trust, there's always a purpose in what I do. My DM's blowing up, and idiots will never know what I do for the man I love. Hollering, hey, big head.
Hey, big head, what you doing?
It's Miss Monster Mind and Miss Brilliant Brain Jane, by the way, little men's pata.
Dang.
Bam.
Well, you know what? Emphasis on the man I love. So all y'all don't take this and go. This is not McDonald's, a to-go order where you're going to just replicate. No, for the man I love. But that's just me. I'm old-fashioned and traditional. Ow.
Yeah.
Ow, like,
I love
what?
It. I love it.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, you made a new friend.
Ow, you nasty.
Ooh. I'm just saying. I'm not even going to get into the different narratives Twitter went into about the type of women and type of women and that.
Mm-hmm.
Skinny women of stature. Yeah.
You know. There was a funny meme that I saw because, you know, the internet always wins. This is from Lisa Michelle, if we could get that up. Netflix and Jill Scott.
I like that. Netflix and Jill.
That's nice.
That's always good. And this other guy said, if it can come up, Jason Albanoa said, for those of you shocked at Jill Scott video, you obviously don't listen to her music. Those of us who do know Jilly from Philly got mic skills.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. You know.
That's a hot take right there. I know we got the bell going on, man, but that one deserves a bell, high five, all that.
I mean, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's what grown people do, you know what I mean? And if you're responsible enough to do it, then hey, enjoy.
That's for the grown
sexy. But it might be some kids coming out of that. You better just let it go on your face, honey.
Safe sex.
Oh, unless you want a facial, then it's free.
In this one? See, my chair keeps scooting over and over.
I know. Trying to slide up in her DMs.
Slide up in her face.
I just like what women, you know, tell you what guys like. Ladies, you know, tell you what guys like. You know, you can tell me what you like, too, you know. Slide up and tell me. Slide in.
You get some dates off of this. I'm going to be okay. All right. We're going to move on to a not-so-happy topic. Kim Porter passed away this week. At the age of 47, she was found in her Toluca Lake house, which is really, really sad and, you know, disappointing. Diddy's been posting about it. We have actually a tweet up from him. What is your guys' take on this?
I mean, it was tragic. I was actually shocked and stunned by the news, and I didn't even really know her like that, even mm-hmm. as a celebrity or as we know her as Diddy's baby mom. And I know a lot of people didn't like the fact that a lot of media outlets were just saying, like, oh, Diddy's baby mom died. But honestly, that's how I knew her. And it was just really shocking. Like, she touched so many people without necessarily, like, being someone who was at the forefront. So it was so true. I was really, really shocked about this.
And let me tell you why it's such a loss and a tragedy for me or a guy like me. I always looked at Kim Porter as like someone who was so classy.
Yeah.
She wasn't ratchet.
Right.
Obviously, she knows all of Diddy's dirt from way back then, but she doesn't like blast him on the internet. Mm-hmm, she didn't do a reality show. And I'm sure the flip side is, you know, Diddy's been taking care of her. But, you know, that's what that's what everybody does these days, just for likes. They can, you know, expose right. you just for likes. So I really thought, and she was just like a natural beauty. Just oh my gosh, God.
So gorgeous. Yeah. So and you gorgeous. Can see that in her two little girls. So mm-hmm. my heart goes out to them. And then you have Quincy. And then she also had another son by Diddy. So
yeah.
it's just so tragic all around, especially being so young.
Exactly. I got actually the Instagram up from Diddy. Says, for the last 3 days, I've been trying to wake up out of this nightmare, but I haven't. I don't know what I'm going to do without you, baby. I miss you so much. Today, I'm going to pay tribute to you. I'm going to try and find words to explain our unexplainable relationship. We were more than best friends. We were more than soulmates. We were on some other shit. And I miss you so much. Super black love.
Oh, I like that. Ooh, that touched my soul. That right? super black love.
Yes.
Yes. yes.
Positive, positive. Yes. But I'm sorry. Okay. I got to come with the Twitter woke conspiracy.
Okay.
There.
Okay.
This ain't me. This ain't me. I'm just reporting the news. Obviously, you know, Twitter's always going to have, you know, their conspiracy theories. Woke Twitter, and we call that truth. That's all part of the truth or community, because we tell the truth here, apparently. Mm-hmm. But the conspiracy theory is that Diddy sacrificed her to maintain his privilege in the Illuminati. You know, it's not the first sacrifice. You know, there's
that. Well, you know what? Yeah,
everybody knows Diddy lover. Was accused of killing Tupac.
I am
everybody
a lover of my conspiracy theories, but I don't think that Diddy.
I don't think that Diddy
needs to elevate his career any more than where he is
it
at.
Is, yeah.
yeah, I think that. But one thing that really was shocking to me, besides her,
of his children.
Yeah,
come on
besides
but you
her
gotta
passing,
feed the beast if you want to maintain. If some, you want to keep your status,
that is some conspiracy
every year. Yeah,
who's the beast?
Hell, Satan, you know.
What?
That's what ooh, you gotta do if you're in the Illuminati. The Illuminati. If you're in the Illuminati.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm just reporting the news. I'm not saying
say
I agree.
Don't strike him down.
God's gonna strike me down with a
don't
lightning
strike
bolt.
Strike him down by me. Okay, listen. I don't know why so many people on Twitter wanted Cassie to be so negative. I thought right. that when she posted what she did on Instagram, it was so beautiful, it was so loving. But people were, like, surprised that she was so positive. I'm like, what did you expect her to do? Like, tear her down at this horrible moment in Diddy's life and her children's life. So I was really surprised reading yeah. that. Like, oh, Cassie's so mature. Well, duh, this exactly. woman just died. What did you want her to do?
But look at the state of things. We think like that as mature people. I think you shouldn't say anything bad about somebody once they yeah. if they die. At least like yeah. let them, you know, cool off in the grave a little bit before you start talking trash about it. But these days, seriously, mm-hmm. it is so negative and toxic out there. You know, of course, 50 Cent came with this. This Puffy's third sacrifice, his murder.
50 Cent did that?
Well, of course. No, you know, 50.
Wait, where was this? Was it on Instagram, Twitter? 50,
you know, 50's a beast. Y'all know 50's a beast on social media.
I got it right here. Let me
pull
it
up. I think you lying.
He goes from, you know, Diddy.
Is this on Twitter?
It's either on Twitter or IG.
I'm going to look this up right now. Keep talking.
Okay, 50 goes from my condolences out to Puff. And you know he's always had this love-hate relationship with Puff. To
he
me,
has
I
a
mean,
love-hate relationship with everyone.
That's, exactly. He's like the bully. So, but, and they did business, you know, and I think, you know, obviously 50's a troll, so even if it's not personal, he'll find a way to troll you just to get likes.
I gotta
he's
check that out.
So he went from going, like, Diddy, I give okay. you my condolences and love, and I feel sorry, to, like within 12 hours later.
What is
this is your third okay. Illuminati sacrifice. You killed Pac. You killed Wolf. You let your wolf go. Your bodyguard Wolf died. Look, did you go on 50?
Okay, well, yeah. This is all his right. verified account. This is on his Twitter. He says, okay.
That's the positive one.
This is the positive one. Okay, yeah. It says, RIP to Kim Porter. I send my condolences to her friends and family. She was loved and will be missed dearly. I know Puff is hit right now. He loved her for real. Soulmate type shit. Chin up, Puff. Positive vibes only.
Yeah, he posted that the day that
he might have scrubbed it. Because I'm saying he did the same thing when Tupac died. I'm just saying. All right.
I feel like you were Scientology or something. You were Scientology.
Well, the numbers say I'm 33 and a third that you lost.
Oh, that's scary. I'm scared.
Look at who you sit next to.
Can I say it for the record? I don't do the news. I just report it.
I know. You got it. Yeah. You're reporting. You're giving us the other angle.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so good. It's good, yeah. See, because I'm going home and I'm going to be like,
yeah, exactly. We're going to be on
this,
that
this
for
is the
sure.
world we live in, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Moving on, it's your segment, Too Woke. We've got an update on Too Woke.
Yeah, we got a couple of updates on too woke to vote. Mm-hmm. But before we get there, I just want to give a couple of quick shout outs people have been hitting us up in the comment section and reposting. Mm-hmm. So first off, let me give a shout out to my boy Ernie, my old school homie, Max at Golden Sneakers. He's in my boy in Germany. And my boy Indy in New York. Indy of V3 Rewind. Dope producer, my homeboy. So shout out to Indy. And plus Miss Mocha and Frank Humphreys and Lady Goth 2 on YouTube. Nice. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys for watching us. Leave comments for sure.
All right, so Layla, you guys want to hear all the woke stuff from the wokemosphere, right?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, let's pull up the first one. The first one is update on, do you want to do update on the recount or do you want to do blackfishing first?
Let's do blackfishing first.
Okay, so we'll do an update on blackfishing. For mm-hmm. those of you who tuned in last week, blackfishing or hashtag blackfishing is the name given to the concept of white women, you know, darkening their skin with makeup and altering their hair texture to look black. And that's always been a thing, you know, but they finally gave it a name.
Ashley's got thoughts.
Yeah.
I can see.
So, yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, okay, so, and to give her counterpoint, I understand that black women, you know, black people, men, everybody, we all, to a certain degree, Raylan was last week talking about like how we have to do certain things to assimilate, to live in this society, to keep a certain job. But at the same time, it's like, I kind of think the bull is out the chute, or what do they say the term when, like, it's like, okay, at the minute, like, if I'm going to get, like, a blonde weave or blonde dreadlocks, you know, sewn into my hair, like, you know, it's everything's open at that point.
Well, who owns blonde hair? Like, white people don't own that trait.
No.
There are black
people,
Africans
with blonde hair.
Who've grown
that, but didn't have it sewn in. That's what I'm saying.
But white people also sew in hair, Kim Kardashian and Kylie and the whole clan.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. What I'm saying is what do you call it? The bull is out the chute. Everything goes these days. Right. That's what I'm saying. So, anyway, to revisit blackfishing, we had this IG model. We're going to throw it to her in a second.
Right.
Her name is Emma Hallberg. We talked about, she was one of the main IG models. And one of the things that's problematic is that not only do we debate whether it's too close to blackface, but a lot of them are monetizing their IG from it, getting likes, getting sponsors, pitching stuff. So this is her IG. And of course, she caught the backlash because she was the biggest one. So once we go to her stories, we're going to see her response to the backlash and, you know, her excuse. And, you know, I guess, you know, we could take it from there. I'd love to hear you guys take on that.
All right, let's go.
All right. I think it's that
let me explain in the story.
Oh, she looks like a Becky right here.
No, that's somebody else.
Okay. If you go to her stories.
Yeah. Oh, I know that ain't her.
The let me explain. Yeah, that one right there.
So do you want to read it?
Yeah, so, okay, your first one says, let me explain. Before I explain all of this, that happened to be going on these last few days. Thank you for making it bigger. Okay, yeah, it's just going. So pretty much, can you just explain what she's saying in this?
Basically, she's saying that she never did it to try to act black. My family's somewhat ethnic. I forget apart from Europe, they said.
Right, she tans easily. Yeah, her family tans easily.
She already has curly hair.
Right. I wish I did.
Well, I don't know what they call that. It's like a dark European or a black European. There's a name for it.
It's a hard pass. But here's the thing. She said, I took these pictures before or after I went on vacation. However, there were people who called her out because she was darker way before she went on vacation.
Yeah. So. I mean, I would have had more respect for her, not that I have any, if she would have been like, you guys, check this out. I am blackfishing. You caught me. I appreciate darker skin tones. I think it's so beautiful.
Right.
And this is what I want to do because I appreciate darker skin tones.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of body dysmorphia. I understand that I got issues. I got problems. Let me work them out. I apologize to anyone I have offended. Rachel Dolezal is my inspiration and my role model in life. Because basically, that's what you are giving me, sis.
And the thing is, like, there are some woke white girls out there who have, like, you know, names from ancient Kemen and Egyptian, and they'll have braids, and you'll see them at the African Fest and all that. I don't have a problem with that because they studied the culture. Like, if you're really into African history, if you're really into ancient Kemen, if you're really into black history, you know, it's like anything else. It's like, I don't
but
mind
you
that white people.
You can appreciate a culture without needing to completely assimilate into that culture. I appreciate Japanese culture, but you don't see me walking around in their garbs and doing my hair like they are lightening my skin. There, you can have appreciation without appropriation. So I'm going to pass on these woke white girls at these African festivals.
I'm just saying, I don't judge because we
have a problem with girls, with white girls wearing braids. If they call them cornrows and they understand the culture and they appreciate and think...
They've done their due diligence about the culture. If they were raised in the... Like, you got white boy Crips who were raised in the hood. You know, that's
being,
just how they
brought
up. What
does that mean, being raised in the hood? That means all of a sudden makes you, like, black woke?
No, it means everybody was... doesn't make you woke, but it means everybody around you was black. That's how you grew up. Everybody went to school with black. Elementary. So I'm saying, if you come by it legitimately and culturally... Yeah. Like, I don't have a problem with Eminem.
Because you're a product of what you're wearing.
Eminem
you're
Craig came up doing rap battles in Detroit.
But Eminem doesn't give me, I want to be a black guy.
Yeah.
Eminem gives me white boy who likes to rap. Like, he doesn't, like, try to be anything but who he is, but he doesn't play into these stereotypes that I feel like these other white girls do.
But he's
and
Eminem.
That's the problem.
Okay, just to clarify, Eminem has done certain stuff, and that was Ja Rule's whole beef with him, but we're not going to go, but we don't have time for that. Let's go on to the next shot.
Because we're
going to
talk about it later.
Yeah. There's a guy, and I think I included a screen grab.
Oh, wow.
And his name is Not Cat Art on IG. White dude. And you see that
there's a lot of bronzer
he
going on.
He went from, you know, obviously being, you know, fair-skinned white person, putting on the heavy makeup, you know, touching up his hair. And look, see, here's the thing where it gets foul. He's holding up like the Jack Daniels. So that's what it is, right? So black people, you know, we hold up Jack Daniels and guns
like
and stuff.
But he looks...
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's the problem. That's, that's problematic to me.
But that's a stereotype, though.
Exactly.
That's
problematic when you... let me keep my voice down.
Yeah.
It's problematic to me when you start imitating, like, the worst... of black stereotypes, because then it becomes caricature or cooning. That's what you're doing. That's like it's the worst expression of it to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's my take.
All right. Yeah. We got to move on to Too Woke to Vote now.
Too Woke to Vote. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the wokemosphere has been popping. We got our girl right here from Meet Your Ex from Fly Nubian Queen channel.
Nice.
And her blog.
Yeah, girl.
And she, Meet Your had to kind of pull, you know, Tiffany Haddish's coattails. We like Tiffany.
Do we?
We were talking about it right before we went on. Okay.
How
and
she
they were looking at me crazy
you.
Last time when I just gave a little critique. I like Tiffany, but you know, she's been very one dimensional.
She always plays
the ratchet girl. She's always like cabbage patching and dancing and
everything.
That's what she does.
Whoop de wooing.
So it's like, become a three dimensional actor. Don't become one dimensional and get in a pigeonhole.
But it's a hustle. She's getting her check. Yeah.
Because if you want me to do some coding, Hunter, I'll be right up there.
Okay. I didn't mean like that, but I got you.
Well, and let me get to the, so let's roll the clip. Let's see what Michi X has to say. There's a couple parts.
Do you need to set it up as to what she's talking about?
Oh, she's talking about Tiffany Haddish. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Tiffany Haddish recently did a Waffle House commercial, and those of you who have been paying attention, Waffle House has been having like these shootings. Black people getting hurt up there. The guy who stopped the racist shooter at Waffle House was a black guy. And then we got our homegirl, Vicky Dillard, a black woman who was at the Waffle House. We're talking about the chain, the brand. And she went up to, I guess, the counter when she wanted to leave, took her stuff to go. And she's like, you know, can I have some silverware to go, like some plastic forks or whatever? You know, I'm going to wrap it up to go. And they said, well, no, you got to pay. And she's like, I come here all the time. Last time you guys gave it to me for free, you know. And they were like, no, we got to charge
you. Wait, she had to pay for silverware?
Yeah.
The plastic to go silverware.
Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah. But and so classic case how something we think is so innocent can get escalated. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you how escalated it got. They called the police on her. Okay. The cops came in. Choked her out, dragged her from her chair, and they had, like, when they're pulling her out, they had her shirt up and her breasts were showing.
For
so
some
it was very.
Silverware for some
and it was really like.
Silverware.
It was really, like, undignified the way we did her. I believe her name is Vicky Dillard. Mm-hmm. So basically, there's been a protest about it. I don't even eat there anyway, but there's been a protest about it.
Yeah.
Ever since then. And so. The woke perspective is that obviously, you know, the corporation that owns it said, let's find a popular black person, you know, to get us out of this PR nightmare and kind of set things right. Tiffany Haddish, like she said, she took the bag, as most people would. So that's now let's run the clip.
Okay, let's run the clip.
Sister to know, I want Tiffany Haddish to know that her eating at at Waffle House is not funny. Somebody said, well, what do you mean her eating at Waffle House is not funny? In case you don't know what's been happening with Waffle House, there is still a persistent boycott that is taking place.
Take a breath, honey.
Concerning Waffle House.
There we go.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Tell me.
Because Waffle House family sexually assaulted a black queen.
It was actually a cop.
Thank those of you who are tuning in now. Again, I'm Sister Vicky Diller, a commentator and a contributor right here. On
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm like. Maybe we can skip past
that. I will say that it's really interesting that this had to escalate. And I'm just going to play devil's advocate. If that was me in that situation, I would just leave. Right. Like, I know that people are like, well, it's just silverware. Well, if it's just silverware, just leave.
Just leave.
Like, just leave. Like, it's not... At the end of the day, I really feel like you would make more of a difference if you just left in those ugly situations because right. they want you to act out.
Right.
They want you to be that aggressive black woman. They want you to act out these specific stereotypes so they can call the police because they know the police don't care about black brown women.
All you got to do nowadays is put it on your phone and put it up on Twitter. Videotape it on Twitter. Let Twitter do the rest of it.
Exactly. Black Twitter will come to your defense.
But let's talk about also the human factor. People say it about that's black men, you get pulled over.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, mouth off at a cop. I don't mouth off to the cops per usual, but if you catch somebody on a bad day, long day at work, and they pulled you over for something unfair, that you know that you didn't get pulled over.
As a black man getting pulled over, you can't have a bad day. You got to fix your face,
Can I get to the human factor?
Okay,
it's all about being disciplined and composed and, you know, de-escalating. I'm all for that. But you don't always have the presence of mind. It's kind of like when Serena blew up on the refs.
Right.
And I was down for it because, okay, yeah, she has a right to be human. Yes, black people, she's a black woman. She can't be angry sometimes. No, anger is a normal human emotion.
Yeah.
So I feel like it sucks that black people don't have the luxury to just be human sometimes.
That's true.
So anyway.
That was a good example.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, we're moving on to our last thing. This is our viral moment of the week. With Miss Iggy Azalea. So,
eggs. Speaking of cultural appropriation, sips tea.
All right, so Cardi B dropped her fashion line with Fashion Nova this last week, and there was a huge rollout party here in Hollywood. Lots of celebrities were there. Iggy Azalea was there, and so was the Cash Me Outside girl.
How about that?
She's a rapper now. Baby,
that's right, that's right. So this is what happened. Let's roll that. I don't know if we got sound, but pretty much she throws a drink at Miss Iggy Azalea.
I love Iggy's response. She was just like, listen, I'm not about to feed into this little girl's behavior. Like, you are 15 years old. I am a grown woman. I'm not about to be tussling around on no nasty club dance floor. For some views and some likes. Like, this is just not going to happen.
I'm sorry, guys. This is the first time I've seen it on my little phone, but this is the first time I've seen it on a big monitor. Jonathan, can we roll that again? Can we roll the footages again or something?
The footages. All right.
Besides that, I heard about it immediately, and that's when I emailed you. I was like, we were going back and forth on stories. I was like, didn't Raylan go to that party?
Yeah.
Did you talk to her?
I did, and she was like, yeah, that happened.
Well, she got to talk about
she's
it next
like,
week.
There's a whole lot that happened at that party. Yeah. So, yeah, next week she'll have to give us the tea.
I mean, how do you guys feel about her being 15 years old and really getting her rise to stardom because she was
What is she doing at a club at 15?
That's what. Why did Fashion Nova even invite her? She's 15. Don't you have school?
No, you know she don't go to school.
I'm so confused.
And
how are you getting into the club? How is security letting you into the club?
If you're a celebrity,
at 15,
plenty of underage celebrities. I've been going to clubs since I was 15.
Right.
And, you know, you're not supposed to, but if they want you there.
But here's the thing: she's a influencer, I guess you could say. You know she's going to be posting things on social media.
Hits, likes, traffic.
Right. Yeah. But you could also, I would assume, get your liquor license revoked, right?
Because
what was in the cup? What did you throw? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It wasn't water.
It wasn't water.
I like the way Iggy slid that in. Okay, yeah, here's the footages again. Let's check this out.
No, it keeps lagging. Well, you know what? We'll hear all about it next week. So we got to wrap it up. All right, where can the good people find you guys?
Everybody, your boy LG. You can find me on Twitter at Jamaica House Doc. But I'm up on IG now, so I want you guys find me there.
Slide into his DMs.
Or just say hey. Just say hey, you like the show. LG_Jamaica House Film.
All right.
And everyone can find me at Ashley Gray TV. And you guys can find me on all the interwebs at Alina Vision. That does it for us this week. For Black Twitter, check us out next week. Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.